This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
This show is brought to you by you, and I appreciate you for that. Shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And so let me explain. The people that want this show off air, they can't call up our sponsors. They can't boycott our sponsors. They can't call and threaten our sponsors because you're our sponsor. You see, we don't have big corporations, big Hollywood, big fast food, all this other stuff, big pharma. That's not how we exist. We exist thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I have to tell you about the premium supplement line that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's InfoWars MD. So if you like this show and you want to be healthy, I suggest checking out the InfoWars MD line, where every single InfoWars MD product is currently 25% off. Now, I can get into each one of these products for you. Ageless Vitality Collagen, a wonderful mix. And you can go do your own research on collagen and what it can do for your skin, what it can do for your hair, what it can do for your vitality. It's so important. You can go do your own research. And so all we did was go out and find the highest quality collagen and put it into a formula that gives you the most bang for your buck and the greatest result. That's Ageless Vitality Collagen, 25% off, part of the InfoWars MD product line. Superfood Greens, another great mix. Now, if you're like me, you probably don't eat many vegetables. I don't eat many greens. It's true. But there are vitamins and minerals and nutrients that are in greens that you need to get. But if you're just not getting them in your diet, you can supplement it with Superfood Greens from the InfoWars MD product line. Also 25% off. Mushroom Max. I don't like mushrooms. Don't like the taste. Don't like the texture. But again, there's a lot of health benefits to mushrooms. So I don't have to eat mushrooms to get those health benefits. I can get Mushroom Max from InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. I love the Turmeric 95 product, especially if you're sore, maybe after a long workout, or if I go out and I play ball for a couple hours, try to keep up with the young kids. Normally the next day I'm sore. Unless, of course, I take my Turmeric 95, great for inflammation, but it's also great for just some joint pain relief, inflammation, stiffness, great for all that stuff. The benefits of Turmeric 95. CBD full spectrum 10 milligram and 25 milligram gummies, both 25% off. Probiotic formula, prostate support. This is a big one for men. Men, prostate issues are a huge issue for us. It's just true. It's very well known. A top thing that men face health-wise are prostate issues. So what are you doing about it? We have the answer. Prostate support, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD, 25% off. Joint Max Relief, Nerve Renew. Again, these are just great products to just feel younger, feel healthier as you age. It's no secret that as you age, your joints, your nerves, you start to feel some stiffness, some aches, some pains. Try to push back against that. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And then Good Night Sleep. What else is there to say? What else is there to say? What's better than a good night's sleep? But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get a good night's sleep. So we bring you Good Night Sleep, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com, so that you can get a good night's sleep and be ready for the day. So all these products, the InfoWars MD product line, all these products are 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So I'm grateful for that. If you like this show, please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And we'll continue to remain on air, myself and the great crew, the great guests, the callers, and everybody that makes this broadcast special.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
There's not a thing that could happen. Donald Trump could get up on stage, pull his pants down, take a sh** up at the podium, and I still would never vote for you Democrats again.
Royce.
Let that sink in.
That's Royce White. He just won his election this week. He's going on to face Amy Klobuchar. I think he can win. And I hope he does. Oh, can you imagine Royce White in the Senate? Woo! Can you imagine that? All right. We still got plenty of news and video clips to cover. I do intend to take phone calls today. I promise I've barely taken any this week. But as I already told you, what I want to show you now, I think is going to play a big factor for Democrats as we're getting into the stretch run here. So what are they going to do? Are they going to abandon their messaging of the party of democracy? Are they going to abandon their messaging that Trump is a threat to democracy? They might have to. Because the more they lean into it, the more stuff like this is going to do harm to them. And this is not coming from conservatives, by the way. This is coming from Bernie Sanders, who ran as a Democrat for president. And this is coming from Nicole Shanahan, who is the vice president of RFK Jr. So let's start with this short documentary from Nicole Shanahan, called The Big Cheat, The So-Called Defenders of Democracy in the Democrat Party.
In 2016, the Democratic Party was coming off an 8-year high of ruling American politics. 8 years prior, Barack Obama had burst onto the scene as an unstoppable force, defeating John McCain in a landslide victory. With his cool, calm, charismatic charm, he quickly became one of the most popular presidents in recent history. He promised health care for all, passed Wall Street reform, and took out bin Laden. As his presidency was winding down, Democrats knew they needed another sure thing to keep their party going. So who did they turn to?
Hillary
Rodham Clinton. The former First Lady, New York Senator, and Secretary of State would enable the Democrats to nominate the first female president in American history. And to make things even sweeter, they'd be running against this guy. The Democrat elite's plan to retain power was all coming together, except for one little thing.
One, two, you know what to do. Feel the burn.
That's right. A previously little-known senator from Vermont had started a populist movement that was taking over the country. He went from an unknown to a bona fide folk hero almost overnight. The Hillary team started to get nervous as his popularity grew. So what did they do? They cheated. As the Democrat elite transitioned from Obama to Clinton, there was a minor problem within the Democratic Party. At the end of his presidency, Obama had left the party $24 million in debt, $15 million owed to the bank, and more than $8 million owed to vendors from his 2012 campaign. Simply put, the DNC was broke and had no funds leading up to the 2016 election. That was until a friendly donor swooped in to bail him out. And you know who that was? You guessed it. The Hillary Clinton Victory Fund. In an unprecedented move, the Clinton campaign bought out the DNC's debt and gave them millions of dollars in loans to keep them afloat. They now had the power to hold the DNC hostage on the loans they had given them. The victory fund that was supposed to be for whoever the Democratic nominee was had now become a fund solely for Clinton. And what did she do? She used it all, of course. From the $82 million, only 1% was allocated for other down-ballot candidates like Bernie. The Bernie campaign soon realized the vast money laundering scheme was a calculated strategy to throw the nomination to Hillary. And that's exactly what happened. Even with hijacking all of the campaign funds, the popular vote showed Bernie neck and neck with Clinton and enough delegates secured to win the election. In their final act against the will of the people, the DNC used the power of their superdelegates, arbitrary voters who can select whoever they choose. 438 of those superdelegates voted for Sanders, while 676 went to Clinton. The Democrat elite had successfully subverted the will of the people and cheated their way to a Clinton nomination. And the worst part? They would go on to do it again and again and again.
The Clinton campaign did rig the presidential nominating process. Very quickly, Senator, do you agree with the notion that it was rigged?
Yes. We now have black and white evidence that the FBI interfered in the 2016 election.
Front pages of the New York Times, Democratic establishment very nervous. Bernie Sanders could win the whole. We were doing very well in the polls. And they said Bernie shouldn't be the candidate for the right reason. We don't want him the candidate. Drop out.
Joseph R. Biden Jr. is elected the 46th president of the United States.
It was the CIA this time that got involved in the 2020 election.
President Biden had people within his White House ordering the social media sites to censor me and to deplatform me 37 hours after he took the oath of office.
The former president of the United States, now a convicted felon.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
No, was that supposed to be a lab line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
Seems like the only thing that the Trump and Biden campaigns can agree on is they don't want you on the debate stage.
If Fox News lets me on stage for the debate, I will win the election.
My president, my commander-in-chief, is targeting me as a potential domestic terrorist.
So you see Bobby Kennedy out there, they won't even give him... Just.
First, we had the letter from the president of the United States saying that he was going to step aside in this race.
The president, in a tweet, just announcing that he is offering his full support and endorsement for Kamala Harris to be the nominee.
I really believe Kamala is an illegitimate candidate. You know, she didn't run in the primary. They didn't have an open convention.
There's almost a 0% chance she would have been the nominee. If Joe Biden had said, we're going to have an open primary, Kamala would have gotten beaten.
A judge ruled that independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name should not appear on New York's ballot.
To have this judge try to prevent you, the people, from voting for this candidate at a time when we're told democracy is at stake and that the Democrats are the ones that are going to rescue it, they're the people trying to keep him off the ballot. It's sick.
If you give a government license to silence its critics, it now has license for any atrocity.
The big cheat. Now, that doesn't come from conservatives. That doesn't come from Republicans. That came from liberals, progressive Democrats, RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan. The Democrats really gonna tell you for the next 81 days they're the party of democracy? The Democrats really going to tell you for the next 81 days Trump is a threat to democracy? They can't hide their election theft. They can't hide their primary theft. Here's Bernie Sanders himself talking about it on Theo Von's podcast, Clip 15.
You know, I ran in 16. I ran against Hillary Clinton, then I ran in 20.
Yeah, I remember. And I felt like you didn't get treated fairly, to be honest with you.
Well, I didn't. And that's what happens when you take on the establishment. So yeah. What happened is we won the first three primaries, and then the establishment got very, very nervous. And there were a whole lot of candidates in the Democratic primary. And they said, hey, be a good idea if you all dropped out. Let Joe Biden be the one candidate. People rallied around him.
And do they call, is there a call that you get and it's like you're not going to move forward? Is it just like news articles? Like how does the establishment work?
Well, what happens is I won the popular vote in Iowa. I won the New Hampshire primary. I won the Nevada primary. And those were the first three. And then front pages of the New York Times, Democratic establishment, very nervous. Bernie Sanders could win the whole. We were doing very well in the polls. And, you know, I think behind the scenes, people saw, you know, there were like 15 different candidates and they were splitting up the vote. And that's how I was not necessarily getting over 50%. I was getting more than other people. So I was on the way to victory. And they said, look, Bernie shouldn't be the candidate for a variety of reasons. We don't want him the candidate. Drop out. And then on one day, a lot of people, 1 or 2 days, a lot of people dropped out. It was Joe Biden and me, and Joe had a lot of support, and all these people came behind him. And
do you think that our election process is still democratic? Do you think it's still?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, you want to run for office. Can you? Yeah, you can. You get a certain number of signatures. But if you're going to win, and I have 10 times more money than you do, I will beat you 95% of the time.
Wow.
I mean, that's a fact, right?
Right, 100%. Right,
you'll beat me. Maybe if you're really an exceptional candidate and I'm a real idiot, you will beat me once in a while. But by and large, the money people will win. So if you're asking me, are we a democracy? In one sense, we are. All right, you can run for office. You can raise your issues. On the other hand, in terms of who has the real power, money people do. And I use the term oligarchy. An oligarchy is a society where small numbers of very wealthy people control the economic and political life of the country. I think we are moving rapidly in that direction.
Yeah, I feel like it's, to me, it feels like a almost privatized communism in a way.
Right. That's a very good point. It's an interesting way of looking at it.
And I think that what we see now is the reason the Democrats are so desperate for power, yes, policy comes into play and there are true believers and ideologues within the party, but really, they want to be able to use the power of the purse to enrich themselves and their friends. And bigger government and bigger control over the means of society and civilization is how they do that. Just look at things like the Green New Deal. Well, they can pay off their friends who maybe they're in the electric vehicle charging industry, or maybe they just decided to get into it magically, or the windmill industry, or the fake beef industry, whatever it is. It's how they prop themselves up to get rich. And it's not capitalism. It's not free market capitalism. It's what they would call crony capitalism, but I think that's unfair. I think Theo Von puts it right. It's rigged communism. There's no competition. Hey, we're going to earmark all this money for fake meat in 2022. Start a fake meat company. We'll give a giant chunk of it to you. Hey, we're going to sign a deal, $9 billion for electric vehicle chargers. So just open up an electric vehicle charging station company. We'll give it all to you. Hey, we're gonna sign a huge check for windmill farms. Get into the windmill farm industry. We'll cut you a giant check. You'll get rich. Just remember, when campaign season comes, where to cut that check. Just remember. That's how it works. And so the Democrats love to do this thing. Crony capitalism. That's just a way of attacking capitalism illegitimately. It's crony communism is what it is. That's how they rig the game. Why are elections worth billions of dollars? Because people get rich off the results. It's that simple. Now, man, we got more of this. How the Democrats are trying to buy their influence because they can't do it with policy. The policy is a disaster. So they try to do it with identity politics. Now, Dr. Umar Johnson, probably fair to say a black supremacist, the Kamala Harris campaign tried to buy his influence, and here was his response in clip 4.
Black vote ain't for sale no more. Black vote ain't for sale. We bartering on business. We standing on business. Bring us some tangibles or get out of my face. Ricky Smiley, I love you, but crying on the radio for Kamala Harris, my brother? That's an all-time low. Don't do that again, Ricky Smiley. Don't you get on your radio show and cry for Kamala. Don't you do that, my brother. If you want to cry for Kamala Harris, if you want to cry for Kamala Harris, you do that in the privacy of your house. But if we're going to be honest, Steve Harvey and Ricky Smiley, and I love you both, no hate to my big brothers, but if we're going to be honest, Ricky Smiley and Steve Harvey, y'all only carried on because y'all got paid to carry on. Can we please be honest? Can we see? I want y'all to understand, overstand, and understand what King Kong is talking about. Y'all carried on because y'all got paid to carry on. Kamala Harris and the Democratic plantation is paying you celebrities, paying you to shame black people into voting. Y'all know we not going to get nothing out of that vote. Y'all know we not going to get nothing out of that vote. Y'all know y'all not, we not going to get nothing out of the vote, but they being paid, y'all being bought. They offered me $10K for an interview with Kamala Harris. I don't want your money, but we can definitely do the interview. They offer me $10K for an interview with Kamala Harris. Yes, we can do the interview. Keep your damn money. King Kong consciousness ain't for sale. I'm one of the real ones. Silverback Garvey Gorilla. I'm one of the real ones. Silverback Garvey Gorilla. Don't come to me with no propositions for money. I don't live for no money. I'm not one of these goofy ass rappers whose whole life is nothing but what you can buy and own. You dealing with real African DNA. This is real ancestral energy over here. I'm not no Ricky Smiley and Steve Harvey. You don't drop no check off and say, get the Negroes to the plantation on November the 4th. You don't drop no check off and say, get the Negroes to the plantation.
Huh. Well, I think that pretty much sums it up. Still falling for this Kamala Harris hype? Still think it's working? Cat's out of the bag, folks. Cat's out of the bag. The hype is AstroTurf. The support is AstroTurf. And now the campaign momentum has already stalled. Kamala can't even get 500 people at a rally today in North Carolina. Let's continue on this path. Now, there was a big march in Oakland. Thousands of black men were marching for change in Oakland, California. And I don't know how you could blame them. Oakland has basically fallen apart under Democrat Party rule. But see, the understanding is almost all the way there. This is not an endorsement or a promotion of Republican Party politics or candidates. You can make up your mind. This is the end of the Democrat Party. This is the end of the corruption of the Democrat Party, the end of the Democrat ownership of the black vote, the end of the Democrat money laundering scheme and power scheme influence in D.C. That's what this is about. And it's about getting that understanding to the point where they know at this point the only way they survive is by bringing in 15 million illegal immigrants, getting them to vote Democrat. That's it. That's their only hopes of survival at this point. So we have thousands of men marching for change in Oakland. Here's Pastor David Lowry. Again, you want change. What's the most obvious change? Stop voting Democrat and stop letting Democrats run your city. Clip six.
But one of the things I want to say, I'm Pastor David Lowry, Universal Baptist Church. One of the things that I want to say is this. To the American people and patriots across this country, black people have been with the Democratic Party for over 60 years, and we have nothing. We don't own anything in our community. We have no schools. There's no businesses in the black community. All we have is crime and problems. So as a pastor, I'm standing up here with Bob Ferretti and some of the other black leaders. The truth of the matter is this. Why should black people keep voting for the Democrats when they don't have nothing? We need to understand this. We need to go and take a look at the Republican Party, but the Republican Party needs to be visual and need to do things in the black community. If we do that, we can make the change. We already know the Democrats are not going to do nothing. I'm the grandson of Eloise Barton, the second lady ever elected to the City Council of Chicago, 16 ward. And now what we see, there's nothing that the Democrats have done or will they do across this country for black people but use us. So why not black people? Let us give the Republicans a chance to show what they can do for our communities as well.
Have Republicans done that, or are you still searching?
No, there's no search. The Republicans have reached out for a lot of the black leaders like myself, Brother Carter, Paul McKinley, and we've sat down with them and we started to talk. I've been talking to Mr. Porter and some of the other leaders on how we can start getting together. But let this be clear. As a contractor for the Heritage Foundation during the primary season, we sent teams out to the polling places in the black community. And we found exactly what President Trump was talking about. We found thumb drives. We found the printers. We found Democratic judges who was posing as Republican judges. So it's the polls that's being inundated with the cheating. We have receipts for everything I've said. I also saw in those polling places where the Democrats were telling people that there are no Republican ballots. There's so many things going on in these polling places in the black community, and that's how the Democrats are able to keep.
By the way, they do that in Houston, they do that in Phoenix, they do it in Chicago. They've been caught, folks.
Black people would have an opportunity to vote for whom they choose, not whom they told to. And if the polling places aren't straight, they'll try to steal another election like they did in 2020. So that's why I'm here.
What makes you believe that Republicans will keep their word anymore than you believe the Democrats did not?
Let me answer that for you, okay? This is a simple fact right here. Of 60 years of Democrat rule, black people need to change. We need to give the Republicans a chance to see what they can do because we have not done that. Had we done that, we wouldn't be in this condition. So that's why I'm here.
Right. So, folks,
I'm Pastor David L.
Let me explain something here. Our country has a lot of issues. There's no doubt. And you can pick an issue and focus on it. You can be multidimensional and dynamic and look at all the issues. All I'm saying is this. From my 10 years as a political broadcaster, 8 years at InfoWars, and being under the political attack and knowing where it's coming from, I'm just saying, the sunset of the Democrat Party is the sunrise for a bright future in the United States of America. Period. It's not an endorsement of the Republican Party. That's not to say there aren't other things that we need to figure out and deal with. We got a lot of issues. I'm just telling you right now, the sunset of the Democrat Party is the sunrise for a brighter America. That's the realization. Man, I'm just... There's one thing I hope to see that I know will start to bring forth the vision I have for the future of this country. If there's one thing I hope to see, it's the end of the Democrat Party politically. The end. The end. And maybe a Communist Party follows it with people like Bernie Sanders and AOC. Maybe the right wing kind of fractures off on some other geopolitical issues. I'm just telling you right now, the sunset of the Democrat Party is the sunrise for a brighter future for this country. And everybody is starting to see it. And that's why the Democrats are bringing in millions of new voters, folks. It's their only hope.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott, and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've reached the halfway point. I'm going to give out the phone number now, open up the phone lines. And we'll start taking calls the rest of the way, interspersed with some other videos, some other headlines. So, phone lines now open on this Friday, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen now. And so, really, you know what? I'd say anything we've discussed all week is fair game. So that's virtually open lines, right, on a Friday? Anything we've discussed all week. We've discussed a lot this week. Lines are open. All right. Quickly, last week, Trump Force One had a malfunction, had to make an emergency landing. There was a hydraulic fluid leak. Today, Trump Force Two, J.D. Vance, flying around campaigning, had a door sealing issue and had to make an emergency landing. It's hard to think this stuff is coincidence at this point. It's hard to not think there's something else going on. But wanted to at least bring you that news today. It did make a safe emergency landing, thank God. But, I mean, are we just going to be seeing plane issues every week now from the Trump campaign? So you hate to hear and see that. By the way, here's a little funny clip as the phone lines are getting loaded. CNN melts down because of the way Nancy Mace says Kamala Harris. I'm still not sure I get it, but here you go.
And right. Kamala Harris, if
Kamala,
I were,
Kamala.
You said I don't call you Nancy Mace.
It's Kamala. Kamala.
Hold on, play it again from the top. Play it again.
Kamala Harris, if
Kamala,
I were,
Kamala.
You said I don't call you Nancy Mace.
It's Kamala. You're doing this on purpose, Congressman.
Disrespectful.
You can't
expect people to respect
your service if you don't respect her. If a man put on a skirt and walked that stage 25 years ago, she would have said it.
You're a white woman disrespecting a black woman.
She would have taken that achievement away from her.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Let me get in here because I want to play.
Okay, so let me get this right. Kamala? Is that what it is, guys? If you're white, you're saying it wrong. You're saying Kamala. It's actually Kamala? I'm still confused. Hold on. Give it to me again.
And right. Kamala Harris, if
Kamala,
I
Kamala.
Kamala versus Kamala.
Kamala.
I'm sorry. That's good. So it's, hold on. It's Kamala. It's not Kamala. It's Kamala. You right-wing bigot. Get it right. It's Kamala. You emphasize that ma. You know what? I would like to see, actually. Oh. NPR wants you to know. They were straightening the record out on this last week, guys. NPR wants you to know how to say Kamala and why it makes a difference. I wonder if we go back and listen to the old clips, like when Montel Jordan was parading Kamala around the red carpet. Remember that? Like an arm piece. I wonder if he said it right. I wonder if we go back and listen to some of these other clips and Willie Brown and the rest of them. Were they always saying Kamala? Or did they say Kamala? I wonder. Kamala, get it right, you bigot. Amazing stuff. By the way, here's Kamala. Talking about how we all need paper ballots. I agree with Kamala here in clip 20.
And we have a bill that basically would require states to upgrade their elections infrastructure. Because guess what? Going like back to the future, best and smartest way to conduct voting, paper ballots. I joke and I say paper ballots because Russia can't hack a piece of paper.
The best and most secure way to conduct elections, paper ballots. Because the way that I say it, kind of half joking, Russia can't hack a piece of paper.
The most secure way to vote, paper. You're right. And, this is great. Now, it would be great if the Republican leader would put these bills on the floor for a vote.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you should do that. Here she is again on a post. Paper ballots are the safest, smartest, and most secure way to vote, because of those Russians. So I agree. And actually, Kamala, I got it right? See, I'm no racist bigot. Kamala. She's actually gone to the Senate floor and shown how electric voting machines can be hacked and rigged. It's amazing. Silent in 2020, though. Silent in 2020. Curious indeed. All right. Let's start taking phone calls. You know, I don't want to start on a negative, but I do want to hear this out. Let's go to Brian in Ohio to start us off today. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah. So, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, here's my thing. Is everybody's talking about if Trump gets elected, that there's going to be riots in the streets and riots in the streets, right? So, let's just flip that. What if Kamala gets elected? I mean, why wouldn't the same thing happen?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, because conservatives don't riot. I mean, you can't even point to a single conservative riot.
But my thing is do you have a choice? I mean, it comes down to not riot necessarily.
You had a protest on January 6th that got out of hand. That's one. That's all you got.
So if they steal it from us, we just lay down.
I don't know what happens. I don't know what happens.
So, no, I actually think if it's the obvious deal, like they did last time, to be honest with you, and I'm not calling for violence by no means, but if I don't know what the answer is, and this is what everybody's asking is, like, what do you do? What do you do when they steal from you? Do we 1776 it, or what do we do?
Well, look, I answer the questions of what's in front of us. What do we do now? And I've said this, and I don't like that this is the part, you know, I don't like the place we're in right now either. I expect them to steal at least three states, probably four. I expect them to steal Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm fully expecting that. I'm also expecting them to steal Arizona. So, yeah, I'm in a really bad position as an American where I'm expecting states to be stolen. And yet I'm sitting here saying we can still win. And so I guess the answer is I'm all in on we got to get Trump back in the White House, and that's how we can deal with these problems. And so we got a lot of problems. I think Trump knows it now. I think the Republicans know it now. I think we've got a new breed of Republican coming up through the Republican Party now. I think we have a new base now. But we got to get into power, and that's how we deal with all of this stuff. And so that's why it's my number one priority. And so I get what you're talking about. You're not wrong. I anticipate the Democrats, of course, will riot. I don't know what the Republican response will be or the conservative response will be if Trump doesn't win. We saw what happened last time, so I don't know what it would be this time. I've gone long. We'll be right back.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, it attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Taking your calls. Look, it's a big, long question. I'm focused on winning, dealing with the realities of the situation that we know, the measurables. But I understand why people are concerned about the steel. Totally fair. I understand a lot of the other concerns out there. I know what I'm getting if Kamala gets in. I think if we get Trump in, we do know some things. Some other things might be a mystery, really. But, you know, dealing with the steel, that's just a mystery. I don't know. Because now you're not dealing with, let's say, when they stole it in 2020, maybe 20% of people thought it was a steal. Now you're looking at like a 40% amount of people think it was a steal. So the whole national paradigm shift has happened. And it's hard for us to really get a grip on that and what that means. But I would say this. I do think measures have been made to try to stop a steal. I do think because of the backlash on January 6th and a lot of people that believe the last election was stolen, I think it's been curtailed. I don't know. Maybe that's hopeful thinking. I'm not delusional. I'm not naive here. I realize what's at stake, and they'll do anything to do it. I mean, they tried to let Trump get shot in the head, and that's what we know. So I get it, and I know there's some other callers on the board that want to bring this up, so we'll get to them too. But let's go to Jack in Wisconsin now. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O. Yeah, I think Trump seems supercharged post-assassination, near-death experience, and his Tesla-Trump team up part two. And, you know, I think, you know, not only does he have to, like, drain the swamp and bring all the muck to the surface and cancel communism and put asleep the woke ideology forever, but he has to, like, defeat commie la-la world embarrassed or whatever. And, you know, they have, like, DEI or DIE, diversity, inclusion, equity. I think, you know, he needs to continue hammering home, like, his own type of acronym. I don't know. I was thinking, like, something like PIE HICFA or something. I don't know if that sounds catchy. PIEHICFAW for peace, inflation, economy, healthcare, immigration, and then clean food, water, and air, you know, and that's just the start, you know, because there's so much more that needs to get done. If you look at it realistically, though, I think if things got really bad, all that could be accomplished by a able-bodied group of people within a month.
Well, much of the issues can be solved with just good policy and just returning to common sense. I mean, that and once you just get the shit moving in the right direction, and people start benefiting, and then it just becomes the new establishment.
Yeah, and you know, you see how bad things are. I remember we talked about that you wanted to be in the construction cone and bollard business because, you know, construction's happening all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and I came just recently back from Tokyo, and they're such a smaller country with such a smaller budget. Like, I don't understand why living standards are so nightmarish here in the U.S. now, not only from the groceries.
Well, of course you do, though, Jack, and I understand why you say that, but you do, because even though our budget is huge, most of it doesn't benefit us. So the Japanese budget benefits the Japanese people. The American budget doesn't benefit the American people, and so that's the big difference. Jack, thank you for the call. Let's go to Matt Baker on the line. Matt calling in from California. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to back you up on the whole unifying the base thing. Like, Trump's not speaking to us, like certain people are crying about. So I have an analogy for it. You got a family reunion. It's around Christmas. The boys get together. Three of them are great snowboarders, and they want to go on a snowboarding trip. They're like, hey, let's go on a snowboarding trip. Fat brother's like, I don't want to go on a snowboarding trip. They're like, no, there's this great restaurant up there. You're going to love it. Drunk brother's like, no, I don't want to go. I'd just rather sit around here and drink. Oh, no, there's this great bar up there. And then eventually they get to the point where they're like, well, how are we going to get up there? Like, we need grandma's four-wheel drive to get up there, and she's not going to lend it to us. So by the end of it, you're, like, literally mowing grandma's lawn to get the trip going. People are like, I thought this was supposed to be about snowboarding. It's like, it is, bro. We're going snowboarding. The people who are going to vote for Trump are already going to vote for Trump. He is having an impact. When I went out with that Trump mask on, there was like 30 black dudes in a row were giving me fist bumps. So it is having an impact. So people have to realize what's going on. It's too late for infighting, guys. Just get with the program.
Well, look, you know this. What I do with this show is I just point people in the right direction. And I don't really spend any time doing, as you would say, infighting or red on red or right on right. I just point people in the right direction. And so you can choose to believe what you want to believe in politics. You can choose whatever path you want to take in politics. But the fact is, Trump's campaign strategy is working. That's just a fact. It's working to win. It's working to get the White House back. Now, we're up against all kinds of shenanigans. We're not naive about that. But to sit here and act like, oh, the Trump campaign's dead. It's lost momentum. Oh, Trump's losing. Are you falling for left-wing propaganda? Are you living in some sort of a silo? So I'm just trying to point people in the right direction, and that's what I'm going to do with this show. And I believe it's worth people's time to tune in because we have a track record of being right.
I got one piece of advice, too. So people are always hating on Kamala for being a communist or for this or
Kamala,
that.
Kamala, you bigot.
Oh, sorry. Camel toe. I meant camel toe. So instead of hating on her for things that Democrats like, hate on her for things that Democrats don't like. For example, that clip you played earlier of the black lady talking about how they're getting this free ride, the immigrants. Think about it. That's basically she is giving reparations to foreigners. So it's like, oh, yeah, we're giving reparations, but we're not going to give it to the black people that suffered here in America. We're going to find brand new people who never paid in, who never were under the boot, who don't need anything paid back, and we're going to give all your money to them.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
I'll let you get another one.
Hey, yeah. Thank you, Matt. That's one way to put it. That's one way to phrase it. Because that's the thing, too. Politics, it's so much about messaging, really. It's so much about messaging because you could have the right message, you could have the best policy, but if it doesn't land, if people don't understand it, then you don't win. So it's got to be delivered right. It's got to make sense. People have to get it. It has to make sense to them. They have to resonate with it. They have to be able to apply it. And so that's why so many times I play clips like you see on this show from just, you know, run-of-the-mill Americans, hardworking Americans, whatever, all different kinds of backgrounds and everything, because I never know what message is going to land. Through my experience, I try to find the most successful means and mechanisms for messaging that I think resonate, make sense with the most people, and it's probably why I'm on air with the show. And yet still, hearing it from somebody else might land better. Hearing it presented like this, it might be packaged better. Hearing it from this person, it might just resonate more with you. And so that's where I think we're at right now. But again, it's just like, yeah, how do I package this so that the American person understands? The Democrats put non-citizens above you. So this woman says, hey, look, I live and I have a food truck and I had to sell it and an illegal bought it and the government gave him money to do so. Hey, I live in downtown New York and I got kids here, but we used to go to this rec center over here, but now the rec center is only for illegals and now my kids can't go here. Democrats did this. So, you know, it's just finding different ways to present it, package it so that it lands, makes sense, and you win politically. I mean, that's what this is. All right. Third hour coming up. Tons of phone calls. Still got a couple videos. Still got a couple news stories. Remember, folks, we're brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. This is one of the most popular products we've ever had. Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. And it tastes great. It's healthy for you. It sells out all the time. While supplies last right now, 25% off. Now, one scoop of the great tasting, legendary drink mix, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. One scoop has more than 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. Things you aren't even probably getting in your regular diet, like boron, NAC, all in one scoop of the great tasting, legendary Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off while supplies last.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.